到嘅事情当中有极大嘅盼望。
And we see out of a small little town like Bethlehem will come a great shepherd king.
我哋亦都可以从尼嘉书嗰度睇到话喺一个咁细嘅城市里边有一个嘅作牧人。
We know that from reading the Old Testament, the greatest king that Israel ever had was King David.
咁我哋可以从旧约嘅圣经里边睇见，就系喺以色列嘅历史当中一个最大嘅君王就系大卫王。
And King David came out of Bethlehem.
大卫王系从伯利恒嗰度出嚟嘅。
King David was the youngest of all his siblings.
大卫系佢嘅兄弟之中最小嘅一个。
King David is what you call an unexpected king.
咁大卫王就系你可以话系一个咧预料不到嘅君王。
But yet God chooses King David and makes him great.
但系神却拣选咗大卫嚟到使佢显大。
And in the same way, unlike King Herod who cares only about himself, this king will be like King David but better.
亦都系好似希律，佢系唔理一切嘅事情，只系顾住佢自己一样。呢一个嘅君王就唔系咁样。
So who is this child that brings great hope？
咁呢一个嘅婴孩到底系边个？佢系俾我为我哋带嚟有盼望呢
？For Matthew, he is a shepherd king。
喺马太福音就话俾我哋听，佢系一个作牧人嘅君王。
And the second Old Testament reference that Matthew gives。
第二个嘅马太所引用嘅经文喺旧约里边就系
，is found in Matthew chapter 2 verses 15，
系马太福音第二章第十五节。
So we know the story where now Herod tries to kill this baby。
我哋都读过呢一个关于希律要杀害嗰啲婴孩嘅呢个婴孩嘅故事。
Because Herod was afraid of how this king will take over his reign.
因为希律王好怕呢一个嘅婴孩会嚟到做皇帝，嚟到夺取佢嘅王位。
And so Herod sends these wise men, these magi, to Bethlehem to find this baby.
所以希律就派遣咗呢啲嘅博士去到伯利恒嚟到揾呢一个嘅婴孩。
And upon arrival, these wise men they bow down and worship this baby.
当佢哋嚟到嘅时候。见到呢个婴孩嘅时候，佢哋就俯伏嚟到拜他。
And the angel appears to Joseph and tells him to take his family to Egypt because King Herod plans to kill this baby, the shepherd king.
就有一位嘅天使，佢嚟到向约瑟显现，叫约瑟嚟到带佢嘅家人去到埃及，因为希律想杀呢一个嘅婴孩。
And so in verse 15 of chapter 2, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called.My son.
在第十五节那里说这是要应验主席先知所说的话说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
So for the writer Matthew, all of God's promises are fulfilled in Jesus.
所以马太所写的一切的关于神的应许都在耶稣的身上来到应验。
And in chapter 2, there is this commonality that out of something,Unexpected comes great hope.
在这个第二章我们就见到这个的共同点就是说在一些预料不到的事的里面来到有极大的盼望。
So how does the second Old Testament reference fit into this?
那这个第二个在旧约所引用的是怎样来到发生的呢?
A better question to ask is how is Egypt a place of hopelessness?
或者说我们所问的问题就是说为什么埃及是一个呢令人绝望的地方呢
In the history of Israel, there was a time when they were slaves under the rule of Egypt.
在以色列人的历史里面曾经有一段的时间他们是在埃及的统治的底下。
For hundreds of years, they were at the mercy of Pharaoh.
在很多百年之内他们都是在这个的法老王的统治的底下。
They had no freedom, no identity other than being Hebrew slaves.
他们作为希伯来的奴隶，他们是没有自由，也都是没有自己的身份。
After so long, it becomes easy to be hopeless and feel that God doesn't care nor provides.
经过咗咁耐嘅时间，好容易佢哋就会觉得神唔再看顾佢哋，亦都唔再供给佢哋嘅需要。
So the question is, how can great hope come out of a situation like Egypt?
所以现在嘅问题就系话，埃及点样可以成为一个咧有盼望嘅有盼望出嚟嘅地方呢？
Turn your Bibles to Hosea chapter 11. We're going to read verses 1 to 4. Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 to 4.
我哋现在就要读何西亚书第十一章一至到第四节。
The word of the Lord says, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they were called, the more they went away. They kept sacrificing to Baals and burning offerings to idols. Yet, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yokes or the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them.
这里神这么说，以色列年幼的时候我爱他，就从埃及召出我的儿子来，先知越发招呼他们，他们越发走开，向朱巴力献祭，给雕刻的偶像烧香。我原教导以法莲行走，用棒臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。我用慈诚爱索牵引他们，我待他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
So we see in Hosea chapter 11 verses 1 to 4, even in Egypt, God was there providing and watching over them.
所以我们从这个的何西亚书第十一章那里，我们就可以见到，虽然他们在埃及，但是神仍然是供给他们的需要。
And even in a terrible situation like slavery in Egypt, God was there.
就算他们落在一个这么悲惨的地步，就是做奴隶，但是在埃及，但是神仍然都在那里。
And we know in the story that ultimately out of this terrible situation from slavery comes an unexpected leader in Moses.
咁我们都很熟悉这个故事，就是在一个令人意料不到的环境的当中，就有一位的领袖摩西出现。
And through Moses, God uses to bring forth great hope out of a bad situation.
神就藉着摩西在一个不好的环境的底下来到带出极大的盼望。
Moses delivered the people of Israel, or the people of God, out of captivity.
摩西就是拯救那些以色列人从为奴的奴隶的地步来到拯救出来。
So the writer Matthew sees the parallels between Moses and Jesus.
所以马太就是见到摩西同埋耶稣类似嘅地方。
In Exodus 1:22, Pharaoh kills every Hebrew son because he was afraid of Moses.
喺出埃及记嗰度话俾我哋听，法老因为怕嗰啲以色列人，所以佢系将所有嘅以色列嘅男孩子都系杀晒。
In Matthew 2:16, Herod sends his people to kill all the male boys to and under in Bethlehem.
在马太福音第二章第十六节，希律是下令将所有两岁以下在伯利恒出生的孩子都是杀害。
So for the writer Matthew, Moses was the instrument in which the people of Israel experienced salvation.
所以对马太来讲，摩西就是将那些以色列人从埃及拯救出来这个的救恩。
But for Matthew, he sees Moses and he sees Moses, Jesus fulfilling this greater prophecy in that Jesus is the ultimate instrument in which God brings us, or God uses to bring forth everlasting salvation.
但是马太亦都是看到耶稣就是神所使用来到将他的百姓从罪恶救出来的器皿。
So for Matthew, he sees who is this child that brings great hope out of Egypt?
所以马太就看到这个的婴孩到底是哪一个来到将以色列来到拯救出来呢？
For Matthew, he is a great, he is a shepherd king.
在馬太嗰度，我哋就見到佢係一個做牧人嘅皇帝君王。
For Matthew, he sees his child as the beloved son of God.
馬太亦都見到呢一個嘅孩子就係神嘅愛子。
The son of God who will bring forth eternal salvation.
神嘅愛子係會帶嚟永遠嘅救贖。
The son of God who, like Moses but better, will rescue his people from his captors.
亦都係會嚟到好似摩西一樣，將佢嘅百姓從為奴嘅地方嚟到拯救出嚟。
And so for Matthew, the third Old Testament reference where he uses to connect Jesus as the fulfillment is found in verse 17.
在第三點，馬太所睇到嘅咧，就係喺第二章嘅第十七節嗰度
Thank you. Sorry. So the third Old Testament reference that Matthew uses is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 17, and it says, "Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled." See, again, the theme, prophet was fulfilled.
在第三个嘅马太所引用旧约嘅先知嘅预言，就喺第十七节嗰度话，这就应了先知耶利米的话。
A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
在拉馬聽見號啕大哭的聲音，是拉結哭他兒子，不肯受安慰，因為他們都不在了。
For Matthew, like Egypt, Rachel's weeping over the children of Israel being led into captivity is a cry of grief, sorrow, and hopelessness.
对于马太来讲，这一度所讲到的拉结的哭泣，就是呢在就是好像他为了以色列的悲惨的地步来到哭泣。
But also like Egypt, out of an unfavorable situation like captivity, will be a shepherd king who will usher in salvation for the people of God.
也都是好像以色列亦都係好似舊約嘅出埃及記一樣，呢一位嘅作牧人嘅君王，佢會嚟喺嗰度嚟到帶領以色列嘅百姓嚟到出脱離呢一個嘅奴役嘅地方。
If you have your Bibles, turn it to Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 15 to 17. That's Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 15 to 17.
喺耶利米書第十三章。
Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is a reward for your work, declares the Lord. And they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope.For the future, declares the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country.
耶利米書三十一章十五節至到第十七節。耶和華如此說：在拉馬聽見號啕痛哭的聲音。是拉結哭他兒女不肯受安慰，因為他們都不在了。
Oh, thank you. Short in Chinese.
Oh, you want me to read all the three verses?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Okay. We should read it.
All right. 耶和華如此說：你禁止聲音，不要哀哭；禁止眼目，不要流淚，因你所作之功必有賞賜。他们必从敌国归回，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：你末后必有指望，你的儿女必回到自己的境界。
So for the writer Matthew, who is this child that brings great hope?
咁对于马太嚟讲，到底啊呢一嚟到带俾我哋有极大嘅盼望嘅呢一个嘅婴孩系边个呢
？For Matthew, this child is a shepherd king.One who will take the people of God from a terrible situation like Egypt And like the children of Israel being led into captivity, this child will rescue them.
这个婴孩就是那个来到将以色列从为奴之家来到带出来的一位的君王，这一位的牧人的君王，他就要来到带领以色列。
And I know that living in the world that we live in today, especially in North America,
今日我知道我们大家在这个北美洲的地方来到生活。
We have to ask ourselves this question.
我们就要问一下我们这个问题。
What can this child do for me today?
这个婴孩今日能够为我们做什么呢？
Perhaps you have this question. Can this child get me out of my broken family?
或者你会有一个问题就说，到底这个婴孩能不能够从一个破碎的家庭将我来到带出来呢？
And can this child save me from despair and sorrow?
这个婴孩能不能够救我来到脱离这些的失绝望和悲伤呢？
And can this child save me from joblessness?
这个婴孩能不能够从失业里面来到救我出来呢？
In our time, or in, if this is you, if you're in a time of suffering and hardship, you're probably asking this question. How can this child, or how can having faith in this child help me?
如果你正是处在一个这样的悲惨的环境里面，你就会问下，到底这个婴孩能不能够来到帮助我呢？
And I believe Matthew and the Bible teaches that through faith in Christ, one, God is with his people. We see that in Egypt.
从马太福音里面，我们就可以看到说，神就是那个的，如果我们有信心来到相信这个神，他是能够在埃及里面来到行这件歧事。
Through faith in Jesus Christ, God is with his people, and this is good news.
藉着信心，我们可以知道神是和他的子民同在，这个就是一个好的信息。
And because God is with us, life doesn't become meaningless or hopelessness.
因为神与我们同在，所以我们的生命就不会有绝望，同埋系冇意义。
Because when God is with us, God gives us purpose and meaning.
因为当神与我们同在嘅时候，神就将目的同埋意义嚟到赐俾过我哋。
And the second thing that comes with having faith in Jesus Christ.
第二个，关于我们对神的信心，对耶稣基督的信心。
That in a temporary moment of suffering is exactly what it is. It's a temporary moment of suffering.
我们的受苦只不过是暂时的受苦。
Through this child comes a promise of eternal life, free from the sting of death, abuses, violence, suffering, free from tears.
藉着这个婴孩，我们就可以来到从我们的受苦，从我们的眼泪当中来到释放出来。So
we see from Matthew's connections of the Old Testament to the New that even though in suffering, the people of God have the greatest blessing.
所以我们就可以从马太和联系到这个出埃及记，我们就可以见到神是在他的受苦的百姓的当中。
The greatest blessing is Jesus Christ dying on the cross, rescuing us from eternal death and judgment.
最大的福气就是主耶稣基督是来到为我们来到受苦，救我们脱离这个永远的审判。
So even if you are in a situation that is not favorable in your life,
所以就算你在一个极不顺利的环境里面，
God is with you.
神是与你同在。
And not only that, but throughout of this difficult situation, God gives us great hope through faith in Christ.
不单止是这样，神亦都是能够 给我们有一个极大的盼望，藉着主耶稣基督，相信主耶稣基督。
And so the fourth Old Testament reference,
第四个关于引用的旧约圣经，
isn't really an Old Testament prophecy,
就係一個舊約嘅預言。
Because you don't actually find the specific quote, "He shall be a, he will be called the Nazarene."
就唔係一個舊約嘅預言，因為你唔可以從舊約聖經裏邊揾到話佢係會叫做拿撒勒人。
But rather, more than likely, Matthew is paraphrasing the Old Testament teachings.
但係馬太係嚟到將舊約嘅教訓嚟到做一個嘅意譯。
So when he says in verse 23, "So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet, he will be called a Nazarene."
所以第二十三節嗰度話，這是要應驗先知所說，他將稱為拿撒勒人的話了。
Matthew is continuing this common theme that out of something unexpected comes great hope.
馬太繼續嚟到講佢呢一個嘅題目，就係話喺一啲預料唔到嘅事情裏邊會出現極大嘅盼望。
So in the narrative story, the angel appears before Joseph and says, "You know, Herod is dead, and it's safe to get out to leave Egypt."
所以喺呢一度所敘述嘅故事就話，那個天使話俾約瑟聽，希律已經死咗啦，你可以帶你嘅家人翻到去離開埃及。
But on their journey, Joseph gets a warning that Archelaus is there and it's not safe to go back into Judea, so instead they go into this district of Galilee.
因為當時阿基魯正係喺度做皇帝嘅時候，所以天使就對約瑟話，你要帶你嘅家人去到加利利嗰度。
And so they reside and they live in this small village, a no-name small village town called Nazareth.
所以佢哋就去到一個寂寂無名嘅小城叫做拿撒勒嗰度嚟到居住。
Nazareth, like Bethlehem, is insignificant.
拿撒勒都係好似伯利恒一樣係冇俾人注意嘅。
Sorry, my in-laws go to Bellingham all the time, and they always tell me Bellingham. Sorry. So they reside in Nazareth.
所以佢哋就住喺拿撒勒。
So continuing with this common theme in Matthew, out of something unexpected comes a great hope and promise.
馬太繼續講一個共同嘅主題，就係話喺一啲未曾預料嘅事、預料唔到嘅事，就有呢個極大嘅應許。
We see God calling forth great things out of things that we least expect.
我哋見到神係從一啲我哋從來嚟到預料到嘅小事上邊嚟到做咗大嘅事。
And probably the most famous of all is Isaiah 53, the suffering servant.
最大嘅事就係以賽亞書第53章所講嘅呢一個嘅受苦嘅義仆。
We're just going to read verse 2 to 3 and verse 11.
我哋要读第二、第三节同埋第十一节。
For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. Verse 11. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied.By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, as he shall bear their iniquities.
第二节，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无佳形美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视。好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。第十一节，
As I close,
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪业。
As I close, I want us to ponder this question.
在我们结束之前，我要大家来到思想下这个的问题。
Why do we need this baby Jesus?
點解我哋需要呢一位嘅嬰孩耶穌呢？
Why do we need the shepherd king, the one who brings great hope?
點解我哋需要呢一位帶俾我哋有盼望、極大盼望嘅牧羊嘅君王呢？
For Matthew, it might be why does Jesus fulfill all of these Old Testament prophecies?
对于马太来讲，点解耶稣系会嚟到应验所有旧约圣经嘅预言？
And I might be really stretching it here when I try to draw this application.
当我系嚟到引用以下嗰个嘅例子嘅时候，我或者系喺呢一度嚟到强调呢一件事。
We live in a time where people are satisfied with their life.
我哋系住在一个人对佢哋嘅生活都系好感觉满足嘅时代。
They are content with their job, with their where they live. They're content with life.
佢哋对于佢哋嘅事业，对于佢哋所住嘅地方，同埋佢哋嘅生命，都系生活都系好满足。
And when I try to tell people that in Christ, you can have greater purpose and joy and contentment.
当我尝试对一啲人讲话，如果你相信耶稣咧，喺里边有更大嘅喜乐同埋更大嘅满足。
My brothers, for example, would always say, "Nah, it's okay. I'm not greedy."
好似我啲兄弟，佢就会对我话：啊，得噶。我都唔系一个贪心嘅人啊。
My brother says, "I'm happy with life. I'm good."
我嘅兄弟会对我话：我对于我嘅生活都好满足啊，我哋好好啊。
Maybe some of us feel this way.
或者我哋当中都有人有同样嘅感觉。
But I ask you this question.
但系我问你一个问题
：What if you can be more fulfilled and satisfied?
有乜嘢可以使到你更加嘅满足，同埋更加嘅嚟到满意呢
？Wouldn't you want it？
你所要嘅系乜嘢呢
？I think, and this is just me.
我谂啊，呢个就系我嚟讲，对于我嚟讲
，people reject Christ because they want control over their own life.
人系嚟到。厌弃主耶稣，因为佢哋系对想嚟到管理佢哋自己嘅生命。
And so when they are content, they're content with what they achieved themselves.
所以当佢哋对于自己所成就嘅系好满意嘅时候
，And when anything comes and challenges their authority over their own life,
有一啲嘅事情嚟到对佢哋嘅生命呢一个嘅主权嚟到挑战嘅时候。
They refuse it. They fight it.
佢哋就拒绝，佢哋就会嚟到抗拒。
And when I think of King Herod,
当我谂到希律王嘅时候
，I see the story tells of a man who is paranoid and afraid of losing control.
我就见到一个人，佢系对于失咗佢自己嘅控制嚟到咧紧张到发神经。
Jesus Christ.Whether you accept him or not, he is the born king.
无论你系接受或者唔接受耶稣亦好，佢都系嗰个出生嘅新生王。
And he comes and he challenges us in our security.
佢就会喺我哋嘅安逸嘅环境当中嚟到向我哋挑战。
He challenges those who feel like they don't need anything else. They don't need Christ.They're good in life.
佢会向嗰啲以为自己唔需要耶稣，唔需要任何嘅事情，只系知道佢哋自己嘅生命嘅人嚟到挑战。
And he not only challenges them, but he comes to those who are broken and desperate and needy, and he comes and he gives hope.
但系佢却嚟到临近嗰啲心里边系悲伤同埋破碎嘅人嘅心中，俾佢哋有盼望。
Regardless if you are well-to-do or if you are in desperate times,
唔理你系几咁好，同埋或者系落在一个几咁困难嘅环境当中
，we are all sinners and we need hope.
我哋都系罪人，我哋都需要呢一个嘅盼望。
We need to hope for an eternal life.
我哋需要盼望一个永远嘅生命。
And this child gives.Great hope.
呢一个嘅婴孩就系俾我哋有极大嘅盼望。
So like the story in chapter 2, when the wise men came, they saw the baby Jesus.
所以就係好似馬太福音第二章所記載嘅呢一個故事，當嗰啲博士嚟到嘅時候，佢哋見到啊呢一個嘅嬰孩耶穌。
They come, they bow down, and they worshipped him.
佢哋就俯伏嚟到敬拜佢。
Because this child is the shepherd king.
因為呢一個嘅嬰孩就係一個牧人嘅造牧人嘅君王。
This child is God's beloved son.
呢一个嘅婴孩就系神嘅爱子。
This child is one who will rescue the people of God from captivity.
呢一个嘅婴孩就系要将神嘅百姓从为奴嘅地方嚟到拯救出嚟。
Captivity that is sin, death, and judgment.
系作为罪恶同埋审判死亡嘅奴隶。
And this child.Comes from a no-name place like Nazareth.
呢一个嘅婴孩系从一个寂寂无名嘅地方拿撒勒嗰度出嚟嘅。
God brings hope out of something unexpected.
神系喺一啲意想不到嘅事情里边带俾我哋有极大嘅盼望。
And it is our prayer.
呢个就系我哋嘅祈祷。
That God gives hope.To you this year, today, through faith in Jesus Christ.
盼望你能够藉着对耶稣基督的信心来到神将这个的盼望来到赐过给你。
So let us close in prayer.
请我们低头祈祷。